It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we'll be focusing on the city of Sonora, and we're pleased to be joined in studio by Tim Miller, City Administrator. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, BJ.
Well, the first thing I'm going to ask you about is just this past Tuesday, there was a primary election in the state of California and locally for the Sonora City Council, and the results are not 100% official yet, but it looks like there will be a new city council member as Colette Such, the top vote getter in the race, as well as the incumbent Jim Garaventa right there in second place. You know, how is the transition going to go to the new city council members?
I expect that we'll get election results from the county elections office in the next week or 10 days, maybe sooner. Typically, we do our council reorganization the first meeting in July, assuming that we have the certified results. And the existing council will convene the meeting, certify the election results, and then the new council members, council member and the incumbent, who's Jim Garaventa, that's been reelected, will assume their seats, go through the oath of office, and then formally take over at that point. Jim, as currently as mayor pro tem, the expectation is he will be selected by the council as mayor. The mayor's position is appointed by the council members, and it's on a rotational basis. There'll be an opportunity for someone then to be chosen as the mayor pro tem. So I'm expecting that all to occur on the 2nd of July.
For a new council member, Colette Such, coming in, you know, for any council member, is there quite a bit to learn to get up to speed, or is it a pretty smooth transition?
I'd say it's relatively smooth, but there is a lot to learn. Colette has been coming to the council meetings for the last couple of months. She also was on the homeless task force, so she has some familiarity with the city. I will be spending time with her as much as she'd like to get up to speed. We'll spend time about talking about the budget, which is probably the most important aspect that we're working on now. And she has been at the council meeting where that topic was introduced. And then we'll talk about council procedures and provide her information packets on other city general plans and policies and that kind of thing. So we'll work with her through the process, but she's already been engaged for some time now, and she seems to be a quick study.
Very good. Next thing I want to ask you about is the new budget. The city will have a new budget take effect on July 1st. I know it was discussed a little bit at the last city council meeting. What can you tell us about the new spending plan that's being looked at right now?
I guess the best way to characterize it is as status quo. There's no significant, frankly, there's no real changes in staffing within any of the departments. Revenues generally are increasing, depending on what category, maybe 2-4%. So we're seeing some improvements in our sales tax and property tax. Our TOT year over year, while we anticipate to receive what we had projected in this current year's budget, which is about $400,000, that's down from last year, and we're not projecting a huge increase year over year in the TOT. I think we peaked last year because of the number of workers that were in the area, whether it was for fire incidents or the dead trees and that kind of thing. So, but overall, year over year, we're seeing some increases in our particular sales tax and property tax, and also the supplemental half cent sales tax. Those are the critical funds that support the at least the first ones, the city's general fund, and then the special tax is dedicated specifically to police and fire and a portion to public works. But the challenge that we have is increasing retirement costs. Our retirement costs as a basis of salary increases year over year slightly, and then there's a large portion, as you might have heard, and the viewers might have, or listeners might have heard, you know, the unfunded liability that PERS is collecting, and that's going up year over year, which impacts the city's budget. But overall, we'll see a budget much like last year without the major capital projects, because we don't have a lot of money in the budget for the major road projects like we did in the last few years. Operating expenditures for each of the departments are pretty much on par. There's a few some minor adjustments within those departments. We are looking at acquiring a couple of additional vehicles within the police department. We've got some minor improvement projects at the Visitors Bureau building. We're going to do some repainting. We still have the restroom project on Stewart Street that we have funded. And when we get to it, there is some projects associated with the Vision Sonora that are grant-funded projects that we can talk about in more detail. But I'd say all in all, year over year, you're going to see a budget that looks pretty much like what our current year looks like.
I remember months ago there were some meetings where the city was looking at ways to possibly increase revenue, maybe sell some land, that type of thing. Did anything ever come from that in relation to this budget?
No, we did do a solicitation. We didn't get any offers for the Van Eickel property, which is out on Stockton and near 108. There's still an opportunity if the council is interested to dispose of some other properties. The Visitors Bureau building may be one of those. It's not currently occupied. It's been vacant for the last year. There's been some rental interest in that property, but that is an opportunity for the city to potentially sell that property and have some one-time revenues for a specific purpose if they wanted to do that. So we'll have those discussions with the council as we move forward this fiscal year. But you know, those are the kind of monies that you can use for one-time purposes. You don't want to depend on that for ongoing expenses.
Next thing I want to ask you about is a little bit more about the economy and business activity. What are you noticing right now when it comes to the city and businesses coming and going?
No, there's been a lot of activity downtown. And more activity generally throughout the city. I think it's been a very good year. The Bourbon Barrel continues to with their project. We haven't heard of their completion date yet, but they're continuing their work. They've been working in the parking lot area, doing improvements there as well as on the building itself. So that's a huge addition to the downtown when it's completed. We have a new owner of Cervantes, and they're looking to reopen that business soon, much in the same manner as it was before, with some other additions to the business. We recently had a new business open downtown called The Post in the kitchen store location, and that's a furniture and home decorating business. The Embers is expanding into the space that's next door to them, so there's quite a bit of activity in the downtown. Other buildings are being worked on or being painted, or their interiors are being worked on, as if you walk down the street and see the work that's taking place. So that's all positive improvements throughout the downtown. We do have a Jamba Juice opening in the Crossroads next to Dickie's Barbecue. I think that will open this weekend, and as a new business in a vacant space that once was a yogurt shop. The KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, is looking and has looked at the old Denny's location as a location for a relocation of their business in the Timber Hills. They had gone to the Planning Commission, and there was some additional parking and circulation issues, I think, that needed to be reviewed. So that's where that project is at this point. One of the other local businesses, the Yoshiko Noodle House, is going to open a juice bar downtown. And we have heard there is some interest in another restaurant at Old Town. Don't have any particulars on that at this point. And there is interest in the development plan that's been approved on the property above the Arco out off of Pesci Way and 49 for a possible restaurant type business up there. So there's a lot of activity, and it's all very positive. And if you've been to some of the local businesses like Lowe's, their parking lot seems full on the weekends and most of the weekdays. So there's a lot of home improvement activity taking place. So that should reflect in some improvements in sales tax for the city with that level of activity increasing. So economy looks good. Things are seem real positive downtown and really throughout the rest of the community.
Things are happening in Sonora.
Yeah, it looks good.
Again, we're talking with Sonora City Administrator Tim Miller on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Need to take a quick break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue with our second segment in just a minute.